Two tech companies are set to make a splash this week on Wall Street when their initial public offerings hit the market. The highly anticipated IPOs for Airbnb and DoorDash underscore the two sides of the pandemic economy. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, with more. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Tanya.
So both Airbnb and DoorDash recently got a bump on their share prices, putting them in the top five IPOs of 2020. How much are they valued, and when are we expected for them to open on Wall Street?
Yeah, the numbers are still being crunched. DoorDash is pricing today ahead of its opening for trade on Wednesday. And there's apparently enough growth and investor demand in the service to drive what could become a $36 billion valuation. That was worth something privately, $15 billion to start the year and $1.5 billion a couple of years ago. As for Airbnb, it's set to begin trading after DoorDash, upward of $40 billion valuation, which is also the high end of its previously boosted range.
Well, I want to ask you more about Airbnb. I mean, the pandemic halted travel and the company actually shifted to marketing these long-term rentals and for people looking for getaway rentals. So why are investors expressing so much confidence in the company?
Well, we know that, you know, we'll start with the fact that we're already in a white hot market for new shares and anything that's tech slash disruptive. So put that aside. Airbnb, we've known for years that it's already disrupted lodging, and there were justified fears, as you mentioned, Tanya, in the spring, that professional Airbnb hosts, you know, these super hosts, they'd borrowed a lot into this business model, that they could default, that they could go bust, the entire service would crash. That actually gave way to the remote work boom and families and pods racing back to the marketplace for places to stay, even as hotels struggled. And then that dovetailed with, I mean, who would have thought this white hot stock market and IPO market to close 2020 during the pandemic?
Okay, let's talk a bit about this food delivery and how it's going basically gangbusters with DoorDash controlling close to 50% of a crowded industry alongside Uber Eats and Grubhub. This is a huge space for a lot of players. So why is it that DoorDash specifically is leading the charge in food delivery?
I've tried to understand the leverage in the food delivery business model. We know that restaurants are already in a depression. They complained about the huge cut compared to their margins. The drivers complain that they're poorly being compensated for their door-to-door labor, which has become essential in this environment. And yet the trend, if you look at DoorDash's subscribers, it's really accelerated. They tripled the subscribers since January. And you step back, it's a logistics arm race for scale at a time when the markets aren't necessarily judging you on profitability. I think DoorDash looks back at Amazon. You take the opportunity when the markets say grow subscribers, grow for the sake of growth, and then you harvest profits later. And that seems to be the market we have now.
Okay, so with the 30 seconds I have with you, the two unicorn IPOs really basically highlight growing trust in this market. What other companies are investors eyeing for IPOs in the near future?
It's a blockbuster IPO market, better than anything we've seen since 1999. So you see SpaceX, which speaks for itself, Stripe, which is mobile payments, Waymo, which is Google Alphabet's autonomous vehicle, and Instacart. So there is a big pipeline going into 2021.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.